Welcome back to Olds, where the Grizzlies fall tonight 5-0 to the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. Joined now on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, you finish off the road trip on a high note. You mentioned that last game is what leaves the taste in your mouth throughout the week, and a solid team performance here this evening. And you pick up a shutout for Eric Suter and a huge game from Ryan Cox.
Yeah, it's tough to say. We just dominated the game, I thought. I don't think that it was in doubt at any time. We got some goals early there and then continued to roll. I think right now, looking back and, assessing the game, happy in the second period there, considering, you got to kill three penalties in a row. I think we only gave up four shots, the entire period. So I think that the attention to detail on our PK was really good. We didn't allow them to gain a lot of entry, and a lot of pucks were bouncing, which allowed us to get to them and, eliminate a lot of time and space and clear pucks. And you get into the third period, and the message to the players in between the second and third was just, we've set ourselves up to have a great weekend. So you've got one way you can go is barely just hang on and sit back, or we can go after them. And I thought that we did a good job of going after them. And then in the last 5 minutes, when, you've got that goose egg up on the score clock, you want to do everything that you can for Eric, because Eric has bailed out our Heinies a lot this year. So players took a lot of pride in that. So for us to come up with a 5-0 win on a third game in 3-day road trip shows a lot of character, and our guys will have a couple of well-deserved days off.
Tom, you mentioned the penalty kill was big in that second period there. Do you see the penalty kill as maybe a bit of a momentum swing for you guys when you are able to kill off so many penalties, because the penalty kill has been so strong so far this year?
Yeah, it has, and it's funny, because quite frankly, I guess as much as we work on our power play, you work on your PK, but it's not something that we necessarily, devote a lot of time to. It's a lot of starts and stops and getting your sticks in proper lanes and making sure that we have pressure in proper areas and support. So, our guys, we're relying on our veteran guys right now. We'll start spotting in more and more rookies as the year goes on. But definitely, specialty teams either gives you momentum or takes it away. And for us, I thought that it did a great job of keeping our bench up in that second period when, again, we didn't have a lot of zone time because you're killing a lot of penalties.
Ryan Cox gets three tonight. You mentioned last night that you moved him to that line with Jack Hanley to try to get him going. It took him maybe an extra game, but he certainly got going tonight. What did you really like from Ryan?
Well, I just shot the puck, and I think he had probably two or three other opportunities to score as well. But the first one was a short side shelf, and then, the third one was just a great shot far side. And, Cox, he's got a great release. He loves to bring his hands close into his body, which changes the shooting lane. It's tough to pick up if you're a goaltender. So he's an exciting player to watch when he's on. And I think that, he'll be the first one to breathe a big sigh of relief and get the monkey off his back. And he breaks out in a big way for us. So it's always good.
Eric Suter, you mentioned him, picks up his first shutout. How important was it for you guys to keep that shutout for Eric? Because not only is he playing good, but he deserves a stat line like that.
Yeah, he does. And I think, they had one flurry there in the first period where they had three whacks at pucks. Other than that, I thought that we did a good job of keeping them to the outside the majority of the night. Eric made the comment, it's always good when, you can see that first shot and then you have confidence that, it's either your defense or your forwards are going to clear any rebounds. And we did a good job of that. So, well-deserved. Eric is one of the top goaltenders in our league for a reason. I think that, he had the tough game there, the second one against Grand Prairie, which, he didn't like. But after that, I think he's been solid every single night out.
Connor Lyons has a couple of really good chances. I think he really showcased his speed tonight. It seems like maybe it took him a couple games to get that confidence going, but he looks like he could be a real exciting player for your club.
Yeah, I had some great chances, to get the first one. And, you tend to grip the stick a little bit too tight and it doesn't come natural yet. But, a player that is very intelligent, places pucks in smart positions. He gets it out, at the right time, and he places it where, we can not only retrieve it but set up a forecheck as well. And then, playing with Jackson today, those guys give us energy, and I think that not only do they give the line mate that we put with them an opportunity to succeed, but all the rest of the guys get excited for them as well. So it's always good when those young guys can bring that youthful enthusiasm that sometimes you need when you're an older guy and you're playing your third game. And the flu bug was going through the room a little bit, so that's why we dress seven defensemen, and you're trying to get all of those guys quality minutes. But all in all, we couldn't do anything better on this road trip. You're proud of the individuals. Like I said, we'll get ready for the week of practice, and we'll have a tough homestand here next weekend.
Hey, you'll see the Calgary Mustangs, a much-improved Mustangs team, one that has 5 wins already this year, and a Sherwood Park team, and we've mentioned that kind of Jekyll and Hyde there, another one of those teams where you don't really know what you're going to get.
Yeah, again, we're more concerned with our power play and things like that. We'll do a little bit of video, but You know, the Mustangs, you only see them twice a year, so that'll be a game where, you know, we're going to really focus on what we do and try and force teams to play with us. I think that when we can play with a certain pace, you know, and you play on your toes all the time, and teams will start to wear down in the third period. And we take pride in the work that we do, not only during our practices, but, you know, in our dry land and away from the rink to play a style that it makes it very difficult to play against. So Short Park is, you know, one of those divisional foes that's bigger, and they're a little bit, you know, rougher, a good rough. You know, they're tough, and should be a good test for us.
Tom, appreciate the time. Congratulations on a very successful road trip here down south.
Thanks a lot.